Hi, this is a dictation for Lisa Genna, and it's LISA GENNA. Data service is 9/22/2022. Date of accident is 1/11/2022. Date of birth 6/25/1969. Ms. Lisa Genna is here for a follow up evaluation. On 8/25/2022, she reports of extremely severe pain in the neck, mid back, and lower back to the tune of 9, pain in the right shoulder to the tune of 9, with ability to lift the shoulder is up to 90 degrees, shooting pain to both buttocks, back, and both upper thighs, as well as both arms is reported, but not to the below the wrist, only upper arm and some part of the forearms. ADLs are affected 9, according to the patient, and patient is in severe pain. She reports only 10 to 15% pain relief at this time. And ADLs that she reports are general activity, mood, work, relationship with other people, sleep and enjoyment of life, affected 10 on a scale of 1 to 10. In the system review, neurology inside patient has no headaches, no vision disturbance, no dizziness, vertigo, no fainting, blackouts, seizures, no confusion or disorientation. However, she reports difficulty sleeping, fatigue, tension, weakness, loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, lack of focus, lack of concentration, poor grades at the work, poor work performance, anxiety, depression, panic, nightmares, and loss of memory, chronic fatigue. The patient reports in pain and numbness, shoulder stiffness, neck stiffness, lower back stiffness, limited range of motions, numbness, no pain, sciatica, lower back pain, mid back pain, upper back pain, neck pain, and shoulder pain on the right, and also in the right wrist and hand. She also has a pain in both the hips and in both knees, with slight difficulty walking. In the GI, nausea, vomiting is present, as well as stomach pain, but there is no diarrhea, no digestive problems, incontinence of the bowel, blood in the stool, or trouble swallowing. She does have a constipation. In the GU, there is no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination, blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. Patient report that the pain is shooting down to the right shoulder and the whole upper arm, hand and wrist, involving all the fingers. The pain is really severe for her, and it has actually worsened. And she is depressed. But other than that, there is no other changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma. Current pain medications, Tylenol, codeine, narcos. Substance abuse, none is reported. Compliance history, patient reports full compliance to the pain medication regimen. Physical examination, the blood pressure is 123 over 73, pulse is 63, and pulse ox is 100. The rest of the physical examination is same from the previous visit of 8/25/2022, dictation number is 0827-101. Plan is to continue physical therapy at 2 times per week, along with massage and chiropractor, with traction massage, aquatherapy, gait training, home exercise, and disability for work and housework has been ordered. She is found to have a sacroiliac joint inflammation. Patient has been advised about infrared devices which can help deeper heat, as well as laser treatment. Patient has been discussed fully. Patient is advised about the pain gels, exercise at home like yoga exercise, neck exercise have been shown to her by me, as well as patient is advised to use wet heat, infrared heat, and try acupuncture and even a chiropractor. Her mass was reviewed and she was provided with a medication, which is naproxen 500 twice a day for 30 days, 60 tablets. We have added a prednisone 10 milligram daily, 30 tablets daily for 30 days for additional help. with the pain. Prilosec 20 mg twice a day, 30 days were added, and Flexeril 10 mg every 8 hour PRS, 90 tablets. The patient was found to have a spasm in the lower paraspinal region, L1 to L5. She was advised to use a lot of heat and massage and pain gel, biofreeze, and lidocaine gel. She is also provided with Narcotin over 325 once a day PRN basis, 30 tablets for extremely severe pain only. Other than that, patient is ordered a Onlux photobiomodulation device to help her with the additional relief. The patient has continuously refused to provide a consent for injection treatment or even a surgical treatment. She is not interested in any further help other than this. I plan is to remove the narcotic after this because we have provided her an excellent pain coverage for last almost 9 months. Physical therapy will be reduced to once a week, and next month I'll be one of the plan. Basically, MRI showing a bulging disc at C3, 4, C4, 5, C5, 6, 3, 6, 7, and a bulging disc in the lumbar region involving T12 to L5, L5S1 along with herniated disc at T12 and L1. And patient was advised to see a neuropsych that she had not gone. She was also advised to go to a brain injury diagnostic center evaluation. She was also referred to a neurologist, and the patient still has not followed through with them. So we have discussed with the patient to take care of that. Thank you.